Hello, my name is Fletch Matlack, and I'm the pastor of Emmanuel Baptist Church in New Hartford, and I'm your pastor for the day. In Genesis 3, we read of a husband and wife and how they disobeyed God. They didn't trust God. They thought their way was better than his way. And because they disobeyed, relationship with their creator was broken. That brokenness infused itself into Adam and Eve, and then it filled their world. It fills our world today. A moment on your news feed and you can see it. War, disaster, lawlessness, hatred, and 1,000 other horrors. And the brokenness isn't just around us, it's within us. We feel it in our bones. Anxiety, depression, jealousy, fear, insecurity. Brokenness is within us and all around us. The whole world was plunged into brokenness because of the sinful actions of Adam and his wife Eve. God cursed Adam and Eve for their rebellion against him, and he also cursed the serpent who tempted the couple. To the serpent, God said, "I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel." That's Genesis 3:15. An offspring, a child, would come from the woman that would crush the head of the serpent, a fatal blow and decisive victory. And from that point forward, all scripture anticipates the arrival of the child promised by God and the way he would crush the serpent's head. Shadows of this promised one are seen as Abraham raises a knife over his beloved son, only for a substitute to be found tangled in thorns. When God's people are freed from slavery after the blood of an innocent lamb is spilled, when God promises a king will reign on David's throne forever, and when Isaiah prophesies of a child given, who shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. All these are shadows of the promised child who God spoke of in Eden, the offspring coming to crush the head of the serpent. As you read through the Old Testament, you can feel the anticipation building. And in the darkest days of Israel, which get desperately dark, the yearning for a savior, for a righteous king, is palpable. Finally, you come to Malachi, the last book of the Old Testament. Malachi prophesies about the Messiah, the Son of Righteousness, who will bring healing and joy and judgment for the wicked. It's a glorious and jubilant picture. But when Malachi's prophecies conclude, silence. Silence for 400 years. Heaven was quiet. Where was God? Had he forgotten his promises? Had he abandoned his people? Then, one silent night, for the first time in 400 years, God opened the heavens, and he opened it to the most unexpected people, shepherds. So many years of silence, and suddenly the shepherds were bathed in the glory of God, and out of the brilliance an angel spoke, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." Finally, the silence was broken. Finally, the promised son was born, the hope of Israel, the savior of the world. Oh, good news of great joy. He had come to crush the head of the serpent. Nothing compares to the treasure that is Jesus Christ. Not Christmas presents, not decorations, not gatherings, not tradition. There is no greater gift than the one that came from heaven, a beloved son sent by his father. Today and forevermore, he is called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. The Son has been given. His name is Jesus. He will heal. No, he is healing the brokenness of our world. He is reconciling sinners back to God, and he will return. God has promised. Even if you think heaven seems silent, hope in the Lord. Isaiah 40:31. They who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint. My name is Fletch Matlack, and I'm the pastor of Emmanuel Baptist Church in New Hartford, and I'm your pastor for the day.